Our introduction to the new histone structure is almost complete. Our only remaining task is to complete the two beta sheets that are started by the two beta strands shown. As I said above, this will be done by bringing in adjacent histone octamers. Here's the first, and here's the second. As we shall see later, when we begin to look at higher order chromatin structure, starting with the 30 nanometer fiber, the orientations and alignments of protein and DNA strands at the end termini of the histone octamer are probably not finalized and cannot be at this point in history. I suspect that's because we're dealing with a core structure that was determined from X-ray crystallography, and I fear that the fully hydrated form in the cell nucleus might have a somewhat different structure.